Hello, good evening. This is Lynn here. This is my second day at the AGO convention in Nashville, Tennessee. And of course, it was another jam-packed day. I only signed up for two workshops today, and both of them were very interesting for different reasons. The first one I attended was Improving Vocal Registration in Choral Singers. Now, the funny thing about that is that the workshop presenter was late to his own presentation. He ended up being in the wrong room, so we actually started a few minutes late. But the information that he gave was very, very interesting. He compared a lot of the vocal colors and tones and all of that that you find in the typical volunteer chorister with that of organ registration. He also showed a lot of anatomical pictures as well, like this is how vocal cords look like, this is how they work, etc. It gave me a lot of really neat ideas as to how to help my choristers actually improve their tone and all of that. So I'm looking forward to putting that into practice when I get back to Durham. The second workshop I attended was called Looking at the Text of J.S. Bach's Organ Works. It was very interesting to see how the mind of the Bach scholar worked when he examined the manuscripts that were done in J.S. Bach's own hand. And the interesting thing is that they actually had a new source. I'm probably going to butcher this pronunciation, so those of you who are German can forgive me for that. I think it's Meiningen, the name of the city which this hymnal was actually found, the Meiningen Bach. I might be wrong about that. I might have to look that up. But they found a hymnal that I think it was the descendants of one of the Bach, maybe children or maybe a relative, some sort of relative of J.S. Bach, had a hymnal, an old hymnal that dated to Bach's time. And they had no one else to pass it down to, so they took it to, I guess, some known Bach scholars and said, would you like to have this hymnal? And, of course, Christoph Wolff was the person who was there, and he said, oh, yes, please, of course. And so this has really given the Bach scholars a lot to examine, and they came up with some really, really interesting finds. Of course, it resulted in some new volumes, Orgelbuchlein and the like, that's published by Wayne Newpold. So I'd be very interested to have a look. I'll probably end up getting the first volume just to see. I mean, there's some very interesting changes that would be made based on Bach's own annotations, especially to the eight little preludes and fugues. So I'll actually do a written blog of that once I return to Durham. So stay tuned for that. And so the afternoon concerts, again, because I missed a bus yesterday, I wanted to be sure I did not miss the bus today. And we started off at St. Henry's to see Raul Prieto Ramirez play his concert. And he did some really nifty organ transcriptions. Very nice job that he did. And then after that, we went over to Westminster Presbyterian and heard the organ percussion duo Organized Rhythm. That was another really, really neat show. Now, the interesting thing about Westminster Presbyterian, the pastor who was there, Donovan Drake, I recognized the name. He was the former pastor at Trinity Avenue Presbyterian. And so I introduced myself to him, and he said, oh, yeah, it was really nice. I saw some people from Durham here. And also to Westminster Presbyterian was the church where Joe Harvard's father was the minister. And I can't remember, I think Joe said that there were some handbells or something like that that was dedicated to members of his family. So that was kind of neat. I'm running out of time here, so very quickly, we also had a really nice choral service of evening prayer based on the Psalms, centered on the Psalms. Gala banquet was tonight. And the entertainment was a male a cappella group called Straight No Chaser. Really, really nice job. So that's it for now. More later. So good night and God bless.